In their strongest statement yet, finance ministers from the major industrial economies called on China to accelerate the reappreciation of its currency, the renminbi. Previously, finance ministers from the seven rich countries, the group of seven, had spoken only of China's need to allow market forces to determine its currency's value. Now they say explicitly that the renminbi needs to gain in value. Henry Paulson, the U.S. Treasury Secretary who chaired the Friday meeting of the group of seven finance ministers, says China faces more risk from moving slowly on the exchange rate than from moving faster.
They have always said that the reason they're not moving more quickly is they care about stability, and we care about stability. I just happen to think there's more risk in moving too slow than in moving more quickly.
China's deputy central bank chief said in Washington that further domestic financial reforms are required before the currency can be fully subjected to market forces. Over the past 2 years, while the dollar has declined by from 10 to 20% against other major currencies, it has declined by only 5% against the renminbi. China regularly enters currency markets to buy dollars to hold the renminbi more or less steady against the dollar. Many experts say the renminbi is undervalued by as much as 40%. Fred Bergsten, the head of the Peterson Institute in Washington, says by holding its currency artificially low, China is violating the rules of the international financial institutions.
China, which is this big player in the global economy, is violating some of the crucial international rules of the game. Predominantly, for this purpose, the IMF rules about competitive undervaluation, large protracted one-way intervention in the currency markets.
Finance ministers are focused mainly on global financial imbalances, an economic outlook that has become clouded by the record run-up in oil prices and turmoil in credit markets. There's also considerable discussion about the changes in leadership at the IMF and World Bank and plans to realign the weighted voting shares to give more representation to developing countries. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.